Chapter 130. Madness by want of contradiction, she could hold out no longer, and burst into a storm of sobs and tears. In this extremity she fell on the unlucky nephew, tooth and nail, and plucking a handful of hair from his head, demanded to know how long she was to stand there to be insulted, and whether or no he meant to help her to carry out the box again, and if he took a pleasure in hearing his family reviled. With other inquiries of that nature, at which disgrace and provocation, the small boy, who had been all this time gradually lashed into rebellion by the sight of unattainable pastry, walked off indignant, leaving his aunt and the box, to follow at their leisure. Somehow or other, by dint of pushing and pulling, they did attain the street at last, where Miss Mix, all blows with the exertion of getting there, and with her sobs and tears, sat down upon her property to rest and grieve, until she could ensnare some other youth to help her home. "It's a thing to laugh at, Martha, not to care for," apostrophe whispered the locksmith, as he followed his wife to the window, and good-humoredly dried her eyes. "What does it matter? You had seen your fault before. Come. Bring up Toby again, my dear. Dolly shall sing us a song, and we'll be all the merrier for this interruption." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.